Be of good cheer in desperate times. Acts 27:22. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. Paul stated that he learned that whatsoever state he was in, therewith to be content. He learned how to abase and how to abound. Well then, Paul was taught patience through many trials, which is the only way to learn patience. But then Paul was a positive man in desperate times. Paul warned them not to take off from the port they were at because it would lead to their disaster. They did not listen to him. So it happens more times than not that even the people of God do not heed sound scriptural advice and go their own way, and a Euroclydon of a storm and winds come. But still and yet, God's people must be positive in negative situations. Paul says, now I exhort you to be of good cheer. Well, all appears to be lost, and they appear to be on their way to death, but Paul says, be of good cheer. Learn then also that though all around you looks dark, and Euroclydon comes, that God is in control of the winds and the waves. Many times you may think you are near your demise, or even your death, and all things have surrounded you. But if you are of Christ, be of good cheer. Stay positive. We cannot act like the world in distresses. We cannot lose it like the world does when disasters come. No, we must stay positive. Ours is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Paul said there will be no loss of life. Oh, you must believe and have faith that God will not allow storms to bring real losses, but only crosses, which we are strengthened to bear. We never lose anything but our selfishness and our sin. We must never sink in despair as if we have no hope. God's people have hope in Christ, no matter what the storm is. Paul said, I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. Simple faith in desperate times, clinging to Christ's promises, will help us stay positive. The world has nothing lasting to hold to. All can be taken away from them, but Christ can never be taken away from us. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. Nothing. So then be of good cheer in the most desperate times. Be an example to a lost and dying world who has not the truth. They have nothing to hold on to but their fleeting riches and their relationships that are here. They have no eternal rewards to hold to, no eternal promises to hold on to, nothing truly to look forward to but the grave itself. So then learn to be positive before the world. When people die, when you have loss of life or loss of money or loss of anything, be of good cheer. Do not act like the world does. Do not panic like the world does. Do not give over to distress as the world does, but take your care and your panic and all of your fears, take them to God. Pour your heart out to the Lord. His grace is sufficient for thee, no matter what trial you are going through, no matter what your challenge is, no matter what your fears are. God is sufficiently able to take care of you, and he will. He ever liveth to intercede for his saints and for his children. But you must go to Christ, and you must get strength. Don't act like the world. The world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Be of good cheer before the world. Do not hang your head low, as the world does. Hang your head low in your prayer closet to God, but in the world, hold your head high towards heaven and be kind to others and show them the truth. Show them the hope that is in you and be of good cheer in the most desperate times.